right, quiet, everyone.
From the booth to the camera and everywhere in between.
All right, we're live.
Live!
It's the Matt Wyatt Show.
Catch him every weekday, 12 to 3.
On ESPN 105.9 The Zone and online.
At TheZone1059.com.
Tuesday edition of the program brought to you by Ameristar Casino. Get out and play the NFL playoffs, the NBA, college basketball, and more. Take in the Bottleneck on the weekend as they have great music for you and, of course, great places to eat like Bourbons and, of course, Bella's and more at Ameristar Casino as we move through the NFL playoffs. Mike Auste on your radio right now, Sports Now Network Content Manager, lead host for covering the Pittsburgh Steelers, also college football, West Virginia, Pitt, and more. He is here to talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe get a little college football out of him. Mike, welcome in. How are you?
Doing well, man. Despite dealing with some snow here in Pittsburgh. Doing well. It's finally melted. So how are you?
Man, we're doing good. I appreciate you taking some time with us. I wanted to get you on and, of course, just a fresh face too as well. But to talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers, I know you're not going to find this hard to believe. Pittsburgh, a pretty large contingent of Steeler fans even in the South. It's, as you well know, yeah, one of the premier organizations in all of sports. Just to talk a little bit about, Ben Roethlisberger, let's start there. Kind of, as you look back now at his career, how can you frame up Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh Steeler?
I think the perfect fit, a Hall of Famer that fit perfectly with the only franchise he played for 18 years. That is kind of special. He does give you that Cal Ripken, Derek Jeter type of vibe where obviously there's other Hall of Famers that played in the same era as Big Ben, and I wouldn't rank him historically ahead of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, others, of course. But to have that distinction of playing the longest with one franchise and not playing anywhere else, Marino played with the Dolphins only, Elway played with the Broncos only, but they didn't do it for 18 straight years. 18 years of one franchise, that's special, never a losing season, and he fit perfectly with the Steelers. I don't think if he was drafted by the Patriots and was paired with Belichick that it would have worked out. It would have been the same story. A fit for a Hall of Famer is necessary. I don't think Peyton Manning would have made sense or fit with the Steelers. When you're talking about Ben, you're talking about a guy that was so elusive, that had a big size, that was able to make up for poor offensive lines at times, that was gritty, that fit perfectly to the mindset and the whole aura of Pittsburgh, the Steel City, even the history of the franchise. And a Hall of Fame player, for sure. The numbers are there. Yeah, early in his career, he certainly got put in a great situation with a great defense right away, AFC title game, right away a championship in his first couple years. That wasn't all Ben. He was benefited by a team, of course. But then he got better. Then he became elite. He certainly was a driving force of that second ring, got him into another one. It's been a while, but he still led you to a lot of wins and great moments, and the numbers are there. 60-plus thousand passing yards, the couple rings. He was never an MVP, but I think Ben's a top 10, certainly at least top 15 all-timer, certainly going to Canton on the first ballot, did everything you could want in a career, and fit perfectly as a Pittsburgh Steeler for sure.
Mike Auste on your radio. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at MikeASTI11. That's on Twitter as we're talking Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, when you look, you talk about fit, Mike, and I totally agree with you. Obviously, I'm not from Pittsburgh, but the aura of Pittsburgh. I mean, it's tough city. We know that it's blue collar, and you're talking about the steel curtain, Chuck Knoll. You're talking about Franco Harris. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, at least for me, face value, and of course you can speak of this because you're inside that organization, he actually did fit what, if you were going to check the boxes on a Pittsburgh quarterback, I mean, Terry Bradshaw, you can go down that line, he checks all those boxes.
Yeah, and I think even more than maybe they would have thought at the time when they drafted him, he kind of fell to them. They weren't able to take Eli or Phillip. Certainly many at the time said, and it's been reported, they were very high on Ben, and I don't know if every other team was. Ben was a guy that in high school, despite putting up some numbers, he wasn't highly recruited. I mean, this is a guy that's from the Ohio area. Ohio State wasn't looking. Cincinnati wasn't looking. Played at Miami of Ohio to end up getting in the NFL. And he was passed over by the Cleveland Browns, who's the team closest to him. He did not grow up a Steeler fan. I would venture to imagine he probably grew up a Browns fan and was passed over by the Browns. And, yeah, I think he fit perfectly with the Steeler mentality. And really, when you look at the history of the franchise, to me, and this is hard for maybe older Steeler fans to imagine, I think he's the greatest Steeler quarterback of all time. Bradshaw certainly led a dynasty. You're going to get in the Hall of Fame when you lead a dynasty and win that many rings. He had his great moments, had great playoff games, but the numbers just aren't there. He had a stacked team around him. Ben did early, but not always the case. Had to make up for some issues at times. And again, he put up numbers with his peers that I think are surprising for some, and did it in just that perfect Steeler way. One of the most important players ever to play for the Steelers. Of course, Mean Joe Green's draft makes him maybe the most important to kind of set this all in motion for 50-plus years. But without Ben, who knows where this franchise would be? And that's what they're trying to find for the future. It's going to probably be a while to find that guy. It's certainly not easy. But only three quarterbacks in league history have 60-plus passing yards and two or more rings: Brady, Peyton, and Ben Roethlisberger. It's kind of surprising to think about, but wherever you want to rank them, that's certainly a fact that it's a nice benefit for Ben. So, yeah, the wins haven't been as much there the last few years. He did have some injuries a couple years ago, and it's been a while since the title, but he did lead you to two. And it's just a Hall of Fame career. There's really no debate there.
And, of course, we're visiting with Mike Austin, of course, talking Pittsburgh Steelers football in the NFL Tuesday edition of the program. You kind of kind of opened the door for my next question. What is next? When you look at stability-wise of franchises in all of sports, Pittsburgh's pretty darn stable. I mean, look, you look around the league, you look at what's going on in Jacksonville, Miami, even Dallas. I mean, there's just there's so many unstable organizations. The Steelers are not that. But for Mike Tomlin to kind of keep this thing rolling, and he's been doing it a long time, what is next? Is it in the draft for the quarterback? Is it going to be possibly through free agency? Which way are they possibly looking?
Yeah, and as we speak here, Mike Tomlin gave his end-of-the-season press conference to us only a few hours earlier. He kind of did clear up a little bit in terms of he didn't want to give a whole announcement, going to let Kevin Colbert do that, but pretty much corroborated with what the reports have been, that Kevin Colbert's likely retiring after the draft, but going to take you into the draft. He also kind of danced around the Keith Butler likely retiring, kind of pretty much said that, which means a new defensive coordinator. He's been there a long time. The defense has certainly been great, but maybe a time for a change could make sense because they've absolutely had their issues at times as well, despite injuries. So that's going to finally be fixed. But as far as quarterback, that's the most important thing for sure. Yeah, having a stable quarterback is how you're able to have stability as a franchise. Without one, you're going to be kind of in that wilderness for a long time, and that's what you need to hit on. They're going to put a competition in place. Tomlin definitely said that. Nothing's going to be handed to anybody on this current roster. Obviously, Mason Rudolph has been the backup for a couple years. Steeler fans don't necessarily love him, and I don't know if he's the guy for sure, but he's been an okay backup. He certainly got better as the years go by. They brought in Haskins last year. They never really gave him a shot. Tomlin kind of referred to him as Mr. Checkdown in practice. Doesn't seem like he really earned any more of a shot, and he had a real bad preseason game to end his preseason. So that right now is the situation. I would imagine they're going to be bringing in a lower-tier veteran. I know there's a lot of Steeler fans. They kind of been dreaming all year, and some of this is off national reports, so it's not even their fault. But Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, all of those big names, I don't see it. I would be shell-shocked if either one of those are playing for the Steelers next year. I just don't see how that's happening. I don't think they're even thinking about doing it. I'm not even sure those guys really want to play for the Steelers, because in addition to fixing the QB, they got an offensive line that really was the main problem this year. That it'll be older next year, more experience, but who knows if it'll be better. So I think reality-wise, it'll be Mason and Haskins, likely Mason, because he's QB2, competing with a lower-tier veteran like a Marcus Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, maybe Mitch Trubisky, those type of guys, maybe even Jameis Winston, maybe, who knows? Maybe that's somebody that has a higher name that maybe that might be pie in the sky still. But one of those guys competing with Mason, maybe with mobility, to have a chance to beat him out. And then if they can get a picket, or how, or whoever in the draft, I would think they would do it. But at 20, picking 20th by getting into the playoffs, even though you lost right away, that's going to make it tough, as you know. I mean, to have Kenny Pickett, despite playing at Pitt and his pedigree and even others, fall to you at 20, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be there, and I doubt they're trading up for a guy. So I would imagine it's going to be a lower-tier veteran versus Mason in camp. Whoever wins it will start week one. And they're probably going to still be trekking along to find that next key guy to be the next Ben Roethlisberger. But to be fair, throughout history of the NFL, Rodgers from Favre, Montana handing it off to Steve Young, pretty much there's a few other examples, maybe even Lamar Jackson taking over for Flacco and maybe Andrew Luck for Peyton Manning, whatever you think of them. That's basically it. Usually you have to go for a while to find that next guy. So I don't think they're going to have someone fall in their laps in the draft, and then it'll likely be a veteran coming in to compete with who's there. But it's going to be a while before you find that stability. That stability is not going to be there right now, even though Ben certainly hasn't been what he once was the last couple of years in terms of play.
Got about 2 minutes. Real quickly, you mentioned Kenny Pickett. We were talking about him through college football. What is his ceiling? What is the upside for Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett seems like a prototypical NFL type of player. I mean, he was under Mark Whipple, who's now with Nebraska, so he gives you that kind of NFL style of offense that he played under. But if we were talking a year ago, you wouldn't even be asking me about Kenny Pickett. Nobody thought prior to last year that he even was going to have really a first-round opportunity, or certainly not be a Heisman candidate, certainly not finish third. He really ascended the last couple years, certainly this past season. Really command of an offense, can make all the throws, a great college quarterback. Nothing's guaranteed in the NFL. I do think he'll be good, but I'll tell you this. I heard from some draft analysts I've had on my show that they believe he's a safe pick and he won't be a bust. He can be good for you. He's not going to be horrendous. It won't be some historically bad draft pick, but they don't really think he's going to Canton with Big Ben. So there might be a ceiling there. Who knows? He certainly was able to find some continuity and really showed some doubters that they were wrong and got himself this money. He's a first-round pick. I honestly, to tell you this, and Steelers fans may not want to hear this, even if he is there, and I really don't think he'll be there at 20, it might be best for Kenny Pickett to not be drafted by the Steelers like Dan Marino was not, because the pressure here, I will tell you, from being here, being around the team and around these fans, if they take Pickett, it is going to be insane pressure. I don't think we've seen a player experience it in Pittsburgh in a while in any team, and it would be way more than James Conner being drafted out of Pitt as a running back. So that would be a lot to put on him, but I think he'll have a good career. Who knows if it'll be more, but he's not some crazy system guy like a Tim Tebow or something coming out of college. I think his style can have success in the NFL.
Mike Austey on your Radio Sports Now Network, content manager, lead host covering the Steelers and more on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Mike, I appreciate your time. Look, we'll catch up and do it again real soon.